Some of what we're doing is quite simple. We have the oldest urban core in the country when it comes to the dates of homes being constructed, all before World War II. That means they don't have insulation in them. They don't have adequate furnaces. They don't have adequate energy systems. So there's some low-hanging fruit when it comes to just updating, creating jobs by doing that. And that's what we've created is a system called Green and Healthy Homes. It's a collaboration with private business, community-based groups to broaden access to insulation and furnace replacement.
That's Executive Director of Push Buffalo, Aaron Bartley. He says the organization's report, entitled Achieving Energy Democracy, a Vision for Community-Based Energy Policy in New York State, was submitted as part of the comment period for Governor Cuomo's 2014 draft state energy plan. Push Buffalo's report suggests the state incentivize renewable energy and increase production of solar and geothermal energy to reduce consumer costs and address climate change. Assemblyman Sean Ryan says the ideas are also in line with Green Jobs Green New York, a statewide program that promotes energy efficiency and creating opportunities for green jobs.
We know there's two ways to get out of our power problem. One is to insulate, and one is to make things energy efficient, and the second is just to keep building new power plants. Well, the second option of building power plants is really, really expensive. The dollars and cents, the common sense option, is to make existing buildings more energy efficient. Then we can stop this conversation of do we need more power plants as the way to solve our problem.
The proposed state energy plan will continue taking public comment until May 30th. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.